Then, the local landowner heard of a storyteller named Akoya. He sent a messenger to inquire about the young woman. When he learned she was more beautiful than cherry blossoms in springtime, and her tales more magical than the nightingale's song, the landowner announced that Akoya would move to his mansion and become his official storyteller. Akoya was saddened. Refusing the request of the landowner was not possible. He was the most powerful man in all the land. She simply had to go. When it came time to move, Akoya was forced to leave her few belongings, even the fox's big black kettle, behind.